actions speak louder than words. You know, Judas acted upon greed. And he paid the ultimate price. Many of us act upon greed. Was Pilate innocent in this story? No. No. He might have symbolically washed his hands, but was he innocent? No. He had the blood of Jesus on his hands.
Oh, his hands.
Yeah. Only, not only did the Romans, but all the Jewish community did too. And I venture to say that sometimes the crowds get together and you get sucked into that. And there was many people probably out there saying, crucify him, crucify him. Only just a few days earlier was waving a palm saying, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We're a fickle bunch. Every one of us. Every one of us are subject to humanity. Every one of us are subject to falling into the trap of sin and death and destruction. Why did Jesus come to this earth? Because we'd already gotten so hostile towards one another. And even the laws of Moses had no effect. Even though the children of Israel had come out and went across into the desert and wandered around the desert for years and years and years, they didn't get it. Even when Moses came down with the tablets, the Ten Commandments, they still didn't get it. We all fall into sin. All of us are in darkness until the Savior came. Until God sacrificed his only son to die for our sin. Now the story goes on about Joseph of Arimathea. Who is Joseph of Arimathea? Well, we don't know. He just happened to be a rich man that gave up his tomb for Jesus. What happened to all of the people that played a role in Jesus' passion? The person that took the cross and carried it to the skull, the Golgotha. What happened to him? Did he become a testimony? What happened to the centurion that saw before his own eyes the curtains separate? And the other soldiers that mocked him and tempted him with wine? I suspect that many of them saw the victory in Jesus, saw the suffering and the death, but then they also witness the resurrection. The mystery of faith is that Christ died. Christ is risen. And Christ will come again. So that's the victory of this story. But we're in the middle of the story now. Jesus was abandoned.